KURL, AM/FM in Billings. Time is 12:30, the temperature 26 degrees unofficially. It's a pleasant 68 up on the mall in West Park Plaza. A high near 32 today, looking for a low tonight, 15 to 20. 35 to 40 degrees is our expected top temperature for tomorrow. Also, there's chance of occasional snow tomorrow, about 10% today, 20% tonight, and 40% chance of snow tomorrow. Increasing southwesterly winds predicted for the Billings area. Yesterday's high was 21. This morning's low was recorded at 4 degrees, just a couple above the record low set for this date, which was 2 degrees in 1965. Once again, our KURL AM/FM temperature is 26.
The first portion of the new news is brought your way by Johnson's Conoco.
Chet Huntley is dead. The 62-year-old former NBC newsman died of abdominal cancer, according to a network spokesman. Huntley died at 1:30 this morning at his Big Sky home. A press conference by his widow is apparently going to be held a little later today. The former NBC newsman underwent abdominal surgery for cancer last January at St. Vincent's Hospital here in Billings. Huntley had been hospitalized earlier but denied rumors of surgery, saying, through a spokesman, that he just went in to have a gimpy leg checked out. The following time after the surgery, reports on Huntley's condition were guarded. Spokesman for St. Vincent's Hospital said that the newscaster had undergone exploratory surgery only. He followed it up with weekly chemotherapy treatment in Bozeman. Huntley also maintained the syndication of a radio program which he taped at his home, but listeners said that the strong, confident voice that was a Huntley trademark was faltering. Born in Cardwell, Huntley was an often mentioned candidate for high political office. The subject of a much-discussed White House letter in 1972 mentioning him as a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate to oppose Democrat Lee Metcalf.
Get cracking now for great spring and summer tracking with superior Firestone tires from Johnson's Conoco.